When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
ET and Sal back on the fan. We'll get back to your calls in just a little bit. Right now, we have on the line the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the You Better, You Bet podcast. For more analysis, just search You Better, You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Nick, are you over the Yankees loss yet?
Yeah, just, man, like, we suck, you know? It sucks. It sucks to suck. Yeah, it was really annoying. I'm actually, as this is really pathetic, and I understand that, I'm actually happy it's over, because I think about myself tonight, like after I get off the air, my show's done at 7 o'clock, and I get ready to watch game six, how pissed I would be at Carlos Rodon basically as soon as the game started. I don't think they would have won game six tonight. Of course, as a fan, you would have liked to seen that happen, but how can you make the case after the fact, after that fifth inning? And BT, I thought you were so right. I saw the clip on social yesterday. It's the worst 25 minutes basically in your life as a New York sports fan. Just terrible, that top of the fifth. How can you think that they were going to win two games in LA? Like, at least I can go to sleep early tonight. Like, thank God it's over. Put us out of our misery.
To win the four straight was, I mean, not going to happen on almost every level, but that's a chance I was willing to take, man. I mean, I was already, when we're up 5-0, I'm thinking, all right, nothing early Saturday, no soccer games early, no football getting, nothing early, everything later, which means fire pit's going to be rocking, the family watching the game outside, Yankees game six, and yeah, probably wouldn't have gone well with Rodon. But I was emotionally so willing to take that chance. The fact that they aren't playing tonight versus playing and maybe having your soul snuffed out that night rather than the other night, that's something that I would take a chance on every time.
You know what I'll
say?
Come on. I mean this sincerely. I wish they had lost to Kansas City.
Oh, stop, dude.
No. Hold on. We all agree on this. The Yankees are going to do the same thing again next year that they've been doing for however many years in a row it's been, right? Like, definitely?
I don't know if I agree on that, but you keep going because
okay.
I don't want you to
go ahead. So the fact that they made the World Series means that they probably incorrectly think, oh, well, you know, we made it to the World Series. Right. Even though it looked like they weren't playing the same sport. Like, the Dodgers look like the Kansas City Chiefs and the Yankees look like the Oregon Ducks in this World Series. Like, they weren't even playing. Like the Dodgers were an MLB team and the Yankees were a quadruple A team. They're not going to do anything to change it. Maybe if they had lost in the ALDS to the Royals, maybe that would have, like, shamed Hal Steinbrenner enough to actually do something different. Because now I think you get the same thing rolled out next year. And my betting opinion, guys, just next year's Major League Baseball season, the Dodgers are the favorite. That's always what happens. Like, the champion's always going to be the favorite. The Yankees and the Braves, who get Strider and Acuna back, are tied for the second choice in the betting market, plus 800. I think this is a great betting opportunity, way early in the process, obviously, because I think that one of the teams that is tied for the second odds to win the World Series has a 0% chance to win. Like, the 2025 New York Yankees, 0% chance to win next year's World Series. Zero.
Nick, hold on.
Good analysis there.
Yeah, fantastic. I love you. That's ridiculous, dude.
Is it?
Can you at least see what they do before you make that definitive statement?
No, I can't. No, because
we've
seen it before. No, we've seen it. We've seen it before. It's going to be Aaron Boone in the clutch, having to make important decisions. It's the same core of the team, which, by the way, they're losers. How are they winning?
I'm with you, Nick.
Well, I got to see what they do. I'm not saying that they are. I got to see what they do.
Well, here's the counter, Nick, that I would say. I'm with you, and I didn't think they were going to win this year, but they did get to the World Series. Now, obviously, they lost in the World Series, but...
What would have happened if they had played Houston?
Yeah, they would have probably gotten beat. You're right.
I mean, not only would they have lost, they would have gone down like dogs like they always do.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Are you over the Malachi Corley non-touchdown from yesterday?
Yeah, it was a rough one. You know, you bet Malachi Corley, give it out on the show. It's a really, really, like, I thought I had great, like, rationale behind that bet. And a lot of people, like, I always, like, shocked by that when I get all the tweets. Like, a lot of people, like, do this stuff, which is cool.
What were the odds on the anytime touchdown?
So, BetMGM had 11. Other domestic sports books were as high as like 37-1 for him to score a touchdown in the game.
Wow.
Yeah, listen, like I thought it was an awesome bet. He had made his debut the week before, played the same number of snaps as Xavier Gibson, who scored a touchdown. Corley's a third round pick. They're obviously going to lean towards him a little bit more. And you saw, like, he should be the team's third receiver. Like, he's awesome. Now, I hope he's not in Aaron Rodgers' doghouse, because you saw on that run an obviously boneheaded play to drop the ball. Like, he's really explosive. He needs to be playing more. But yeah, like, that would have been nice. Like, give it this bet out. I bet it myself. Drops the ball at the half-yard line at a huge price. That was a little tough.
Right, and you thought you had it. And I'm with you. My first thing is like, wow, this kid is... Where has he been? And then you see the replay and just the most knucklehead play that you could ever make on a football field. But you thought you had that win, and then it gets called back. That's a brutal...
Count it before the dealing's done. Wow. So, Nick, not that I have a bone to pick, I have a question, though. So, as I look at my phone, this was from last Sunday, is a text from Nick to me. The Jets' refusal to cut Zuerlein's the dumbest thing they've done this season. And that's saying something. My response, very short and sweet, I bleeping hate football.
Yeah, which made me laugh.
I got
sorry.
You. Yeah. So, you know, you couldn't text me a happy tweet like after the Jets won and Garrett Wilson had a couple of touchdowns and Rodgers looked like Rodgers. Only the negative text. The Jets won last night. Where's the happy text?
Well, they did. You know, I see my daughter's teething and I don't sleep, so I got to take the opportunity to go to sleep as soon as these games end. But yes, like, you are right. I should have given you that last night. How about Riley Patterson, by the way? New Jets kicker doinks it in, and to me, like, I looked at that as a huge positive that the kicker made the kick last night for the New York Jets. Good win last night for the Jets. Houston, I think, is a bit of a train wreck right now, but that's not to take away from what the Jets did last night. And, like, looking at the Jets schedule now.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah,
let's go, baby.
It. Let's hear it.
Okay. All right. So, just... Okay.
Here we go. This is great.
All right. So they're 3-6, right? Okay.
Yep.
Next week, on the road in Arizona, the game is likely to be, and let's just use the betting market as a guide. And, like, let's leave our opinions out of it for a second.
Okay,
whether we think they'll win or lose. They're going to be basically like a pick 'em next week on the road. And, like, depending on what Arizona kills the Bears on Sunday, Arizona will be more of a favorite. They get killed, the Jets will be favored. Let's call it a pick 'em, like, less than 3 either way. Like, basically pick the winner of the game.
Okay.
From there, we have the Jets will be favored at home against the Indianapolis Colts. Like, definitely, with Joe Flacco as the quarterback. They will be favored at home against the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep, that's after a bye, by the way, for those who don't know.
Mm-hmm. So that's November 17th, Colts, December 1st, Seahawks. Then at Miami, like, Miami might be favored in the game, but, like, we're talking, like, 1. Or and things assuming that all the principals are healthy. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a coin flip game. On the road in Jacksonville, Jets are favored. Home against the Rams, Jets are favored. On the road in Buffalo, they're like probably like 3.5 in that game, maybe more. They're dogs in that game.
Yep.
And then home Miami in week 18, favored.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it could be a path here to where they could, we were talking about it, go 6-2 potentially and get themselves into the postseason at 9. Do you think 9 wins gets it done in the AFC?
It's tough. Like, okay, so, and I know Jets fans because I'm a Giants fan and, like, I did this growing up. You root against every team in your conference every week, basically. You need everybody to lose. Like, Jets fans, you need Denver to start losing games big time, especially because Denver beat the Jets head-to-head. You need the Steelers to start losing games, and their schedule gets a lot tougher. Steelers are on the bye now. The schedule for the Steelers is... Steelers might only win 2 games the rest of the season.
Their
schedule is ridiculously tough.
Chargers.
I think the Dolphins stink.
Chargers.
Yeah, and the Chargers are 1.5 on the road in Cleveland this week. I like the Browns in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is a path. There is a path for the Jets. There's a path.
Nick also had, I should say, I was listening to the Sunday show, driving back from my mother's house last weekend. I loved it the whole hour. He's going nuts, picking these games, and he nailed the Browns and Jameis over the Ravens, which is a huge upset right there. It was a good pull, amongst other stuff. Where are we at, Nick, with your Giants here? All right, maybe there's a path for the Jets to get back in it.
More depressing than the Yankees is the answer.
I mean, look, Daniel Jones is the big, should they start him? Should they not? He's obviously going to start in this game. Can they beat? And the Giants have been so frustrating because they've been better than their record says, but ultimately, I think they are. What's your thoughts on the Giants then, where they are at right now going into Week 9?
The quarterback's horrible. Like, you can't win games in the NFL if your quarterback stinks. He's brutal. And he's starting now. And I actually, part of me likes this, and part of me thinks, like, he knows it's over. For whatever anyone thinks about Daniel Jones, and I think he's terrible, right? For whatever anyone thinks about him, you can't say that he hasn't, like, handled himself with class. And, like, he's never embarrassed the organization. He's always handled himself really well. You started to see on Monday night, he's losing his patience. He's losing his temper. He's dropping F-bombs. He's never done that before. And how about at the end of the game, like, say what you want about Jones. Again, it's always been, like, he's a really smart guy. Like, he's in command of the huddle, etc. And then when the play starts,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's terrible. Biggest play of the game, doesn't put the tight end in motion to chip on. Arguably the best pass rusher in the last decade in the NFL. Here's TJ Watt, one-on-one with Jermaine Illuminor. How's that? That's, Tyson versus Spinks. How's that going to go? Of course he gets stripped. And strip sacked on not the blind side. So little awareness from him. I think he knows it's done. I think he knows he's done. I think he knows he's on a short leash. And I don't think you can win games in the NFL, Sal, unless you've got, like, the 2000 Ravens defense. If your quarterback stinks, he stinks. Like, it's over. We are so past. This is like, going into your refrigerator, and it's November 1st, and pulling out a gallon of milk for your cereal or whatever, and looking at it, and, like, the milk expired in July. Like, that's where we're at here with the expiration for Daniel. We are so far past the expiration date at this point. It's an insult to Giants fans that this guy keeps getting trotted out there as the starting quarterback. That's my opinion on the team.
I don't think that you're wrong. I mean, Drew Lock. I mean, if you had a better option, wouldn't that be more appealing? I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I agree with you, but he's going to go to Drew Lock?
I just think we've reached the point, and again, this is kind of goes into why I don't think Brian Daboll and Joe Shane deserve another chance to come back, because I think they planned very poorly last season, and I think they planned very poorly this season. So, BT, I understand what you're saying. Like, let's say, I think Jones is bad. He's definitely better than Drew Lock.
Yep.
He is better than Drew Lock. That is true. But in a lost season, they're 2-6, where, like, you have to get a franchise quarterback. Like, at what point do you say, like, let's soft tank a little bit here? And I'm not suggesting the players won't try or they shouldn't try to win, but organizationally, you can put your finger on the scale a little bit. By the way, like the Eagles did in Week 17 a couple years ago, when the Giants with Joe Judge, like, almost won the NFC East at 6-10, and the Eagles pulled Jalen Hurts in that Sunday night game against Washington for Nate Sudfeld, and marched Doug Peterson up there to tell us Nate Sudfeld was the best option, and then they fired his ass 2 days later. Like, organization's got to tip the finger on the scale a little bit. Like, at what point do we say, forget about, like, trying to win this game on Sunday? Because I'll say this to Giants fans out there. Like, those Tommy DeVito wins were really fun last year, right? They were great. Wouldn't you rather have Jaden Daniels or Drake May? Like, can we think about the future here, please? So, many reasons why I think Drew Lock should be the quarterback. I think we are way close to the end of Daniel Jones. Also, I love the Commanders covering the spread on Sunday.
Wow. All right, give me something else here, because as the Jets and Giants, you know, I know the Jets are trying to save their season, but the Giants going the wrong way in a hurry. We're going to start to talk more around the NFL here. What are we looking at from the prop king on this Sunday, and maybe a best bet otherwise in one of the games this weekend?
All right, so I'll give you two props. I'll give you one in the Giants game, and then I'll give you another. So, Giants Commanders, Malik Nabers obviously gets like a ton of headlines because he's awesome, right? And in week two against the Commanders, he had that huge game, right? He had like 18 targets, 127 yards. He was great in that game. The difference between the Giants in week two to right now is that Darius Slayton's now playing like 100% of the snaps. And Darius Slayton's pretty good. Has a 200-yard games recently. So Slayton's receiving yards prop in this game is 34.5. I think Slayton clears 40 yards in this game pretty easily. So I like the Darius Slayton over. I'll give that out on the show on Sunday. One other prop will be, I think sportsbooks continue to get A.J. Brown's price wrong for the Eagles. Every week his number's in like the 70s, and every week he goes over 100 yards. That offense with Kellen Moore running the show is Saquon Barkley and A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts at the goal line and a little Devontae Smith. A.J. Brown over 76.5 receiving yards Sunday for the Eagles against the Jacksonville Jaguars. A couple sides. I'll bet the Broncos plus the 8.5 on the road in Baltimore against the Ravens. I think Denver's live to win the game. I don't like it, Sal, as much as I liked Cleveland last week. Mm-hmm. Baltimore's defense is not nearly as good as its offense, and I think Bo Nix and the Broncos offense can move the football enough and score points like to keep Denver inside the number here. The total keeps getting bet up, which to me means that's confidence in Denver being able to score. So give me the Broncos plus the 8.5. How about the Lions and the Packers? So we think Jordan Love is going to play now, right? He was back at practice yesterday. If we get official word that Jordan Love is going to play, I'll bet the Packers plus the points against the Detroit Lions. I do like Green Bay in that game. And then, you know, we have to continue to give a shout-out to Giants legend, Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce, who in addition to being Super Bowl 42 champion and Giants hero, is also the patron saint of covering big spreads as an underdog. Because Antonio Pierce is dying to take an 8-point deficit and make it a 5-point deficit. He loves to send out the field goal unit. He loves to punt. He's trying to cover spreads. Mm-hmm. This week, the Raiders are getting 7 on the road in Cincinnati. Pride and poise, commitment to excellence. Just cover, baby. Give me the Las Vegas Raiders getting the points.
I heard all this material on Sunday. I was laughing my ass off listening to that. Nick, you do a great job. We appreciate it. Looking forward to talking again next week.
Look, thank you very much, guys. Wishing everyone Minimal Sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck. And BT, I know you're super optimistic. It's time, like, to come to the side of reality here, at least with the Yankees, my man. I hate to say that.
No, I like this. I'll trust my reality, and I'll ride forward with it, and we'll see what happens. I mean, your reality is not my reality there, Costos.
Honestly, it's probably good for you.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, brother.
That was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Coming up at 1:20, we will have our Perfect Parlay pick segment. There's been a change at the top, the leaderboard. BT cashing another perfect parlay. Been good back and forth this year. We've been cashing them in the different weeks.
Yeah.
Hoff is trailing right now. Last year's champ is trailing right now.
He's in third?
He is in third by a pretty decent distance.
Nice.
You and I are atop the leaderboard, so we'll get into that. Also, your calls when we come back, 888-808-1019.
That's a good spot with Costos.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.